Hello, and thank you for joining us on Weekend Warriors Hockey, the official podcast of the Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy. I'm Austin Holthouse, and co-hosting with me are Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy founder, Rick Parisi, and Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy head coach, Rob Boyle. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. You can also listen to us on our website, weekendwarriorshockey.buzzsprout.com. Hello, and welcome back to Weekend Warriors Hockey. We're here with episode 20. Another Weekend Warriors Hockey podcast milestone for us. So Rick and Rob, welcome back. And how are both of you doing today?
I'm good, Austin.
Doing pretty well, thanks.
All right. So for those listening, Rick just came back from a Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy camp in the Washington, D.C. area. So he looks pretty tired, and I'm sure he would agree that he's a little bit worn out from a crazy weekend of hockey camp. So thanks. Yep. Thanks for agreeing to do this on a Monday morning, Rick. I appreciate it.
No worries.
Yeah. And then Rob's been a little under the weather. And thanks, Rob, for tuning in as well and helping us with our discussion today. So
always a pleasure.
Yeah. Awesome. So one of our listeners had sent a kind of a question to Rick about taking time off. And that listener's name is Rat Dan. Thank you for the question. So it's about taking time off. And so we're going to talk about returning to hockey after long breaks. It could be, you know, several months, 4 or 5 months after this COVID period we've been through, or maybe even a year or two or multiple years. You know, I myself took about 7 or 8 years off at one point, and I did have to return at some point. I also want to remind everybody, we're not doctors. We're not giving you medical advice. We're not sports physiologists, anything like that. We just kind of wanted to talk about maybe some things to think about if you're returning to hockey after a break. So the first thing we kind of wanted to talk about is what happens to your body during an extended time off, especially for adults. For older adults, your body actually becomes deconditioned fairly quickly, sometimes even within a couple of weeks. Younger folks may take a little bit longer for you to become unconditioned, but kind of wanted to throw that as the first thing that you might see after you come back is that you're going to get out of condition relatively quickly. You're not going to have the same lung capacity. You are going to be probably more prone to injury if you overdo it. So Rick, Rob, let's kind of kick off with that. You know, what happens to your body when you haven't been working out for a while?
You get fat.
We'll get to that one too. So we've got that one in there as well. So that certainly does happen.
I think that, you're right. I mean, it's not just a game of hockey, it's life in general. As we get a little older, I think we just tend to get a little less active, and it does affect us. Now, the hockey specifically, you know, I think I mentioned this on a podcast earlier on, like it was the longest from the time we shut down to the time that rinks opened again. It was the longest I'd never had my skates on. I've never been off skates that period of time. And when I got back and I went out for the first time, I went out to a drop in, and it wasn't the lungs, it was the legs. And, you know, even with all the muscle memory and having played all these years and everything else, it took a toll on my legs. I could feel it the next day. And you usually feel it the next day, but I really felt it the next day, kind of almost like I was back in training camp and I'd done 2-a-days or something like that. So yeah, there's no question that it can happen, and it does happen. And I think the key thing for any adult just in life in general is just try to stay active, whether your hockey's your sport or your whatever you're doing, just try to do something, you know, 30 minutes a day, three times a week, try to do something, whether go for a walk, go for a hike, ride a bike, and just try to stay active that way. You know, obviously a lot of rinks are open. Most rinks are open. So you can get back out there and skate. But I think that the key thing, and it's a life thing, it's not just a hockey thing, it's just to stay as active as you can when there's an opportunity.
Yeah, and skating itself is a little bit of a, I guess there are movements with your body that you don't normally do on a day-to-day. You know, most of it is pushing at angles and extending in ways that you don't walk around the way you skate. You don't do a lot of exercises or even other sports the same as you do skating. So some of those muscles that you use, especially probably up towards the core and in the hip flexors and things like that, if you haven't played for a while, they're not going to be used to those types of movements and things like that. So Rob, you think that's a factor as well?
It is, but I would say my answer to that would be, it's going to be easier for my body to get back in hockey shape than yours, because I have the muscle memory. My body has done it my whole life. I don't think for an adult hockey league player, if you've only been playing 5 years, it's going to take you a little bit more time, because your body's only been doing it for 5 years, but it might be quicker than someone that's been only playing for a year. That's why I say it's just important to keep doing something. And, you know, you don't have to get to the gym and be squatting 300 pounds, this, that, and the other thing. You just got to stay active. You just got to keep the muscles moving. You know, like I said, it took me even a little while to get going. And, you know, it's different for everybody. But unless you've been playing hockey your whole life, I think it's always going to be a bit of a challenge. And I don't say that as to be a negative thing or a deterrent by any means. It's just a fact of life. And you're right. It's different. You know, if you if you're a runner, it's linear. It's, you know, it's straightforward. You know, if you play baseball, or softball or slow pitch, you're running lines and it's straight lines. So with regards to that, you're absolutely correct. It's a different body movement, a little bit different muscle group. You're right, core strength, extremely important. And then that's easy to get better, keep strong just by doing some core exercises at home. And again, it doesn't have to be anything too extreme. So for that part of it, most definitely, it's a different set of muscles. But at the very bottom of it, or the baseline, is that just stay active, keep moving.
So, but I did want to see, Rick, you've had a couple camps and probably quite a few people, maybe it's their first time they've hopped on the ice since February. Have you had anybody talk to you or any anecdotal evidence that this time off has affected them?
Yeah. So, definitely we had the two camps, and you know, we'll talk about the one we had just this weekend. So we are in the DC area. So a bunch of players from the Virginia area where the rinks are already open and have been for a little bit. And most of those guys had gotten out and done some skating, and they were probably a little bit better prepared. Whereas those in the Maryland area where the rinks were just, you know, kind of reopening more recently, maybe hadn't gotten out. So it was a little bit tougher for them. We had one guy who had some trouble with like his ankles, like, you know, you're spending 12 hours on the ice, right, after coming back to it. So I think a good step, you know, obviously keeping yourself in shape, as Rob was talking about throughout the break, is a great idea. But let's assume we're now to the point where we're getting ready to return to the ice. You know, it's a good idea to try to maybe get to like a stick and puck or even a public skate, so you can get out there and do things at your own pace. Right. Not just jump into a game, right, where you're chasing the puck and worried about scoring a goal, but you can just go out there, a little stick and puck, little public skate, you know, get the muscle memory built up again, remembering the skating maneuvers and getting your body used to it and all that. And your feet and all, you know, the abuse that your feet take in the skates, right? That type of thing. So
yeah. And that kind of hits the next piece we want to talk about, which is ramp up to this. If you can, obviously, you know, there's some folks that just don't have the time or even the ability to get to a rink except for their game night. And, you know, that is what it is, but maybe you shouldn't go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. If you do that, take a little time to kind of get into your league games. If you can avoid it, you know, take some time, like Rick said, hit a stick and puck, hit a public skate at your rink that are just skating around in circles and find those edges again, kind of find that skating stride again, because, you know, your muscles and your tendons aren't going to be used to it. And the last thing you want to do is injure yourself right as you've gotten back onto the ice after 4 or 5 months off, or even a couple years off, whatever the case may be. So load management is a huge part of this, especially as we get older. It takes longer for us to recover. It takes longer for us to warm up. And it takes, you know, our bodies just aren't as efficient as they used to be if you're older like me in my 40s. So definitely take some time to get into it. And kind of along the lines of what Rob was talking about with working out and things like that, obviously anything you can do is going to be helpful to keep those body parts moving and your muscles in that range of exercise. But if you can find something hockey specific, maybe you can get into it. Could just be stretching. It could be just some body weight movement.
I'll tell you something. Look, yeah. It's I still work out. I still lift weights and try to do all that stuff. But the one thing that's, I think, will help me a little bit, especially since my knee surgery, is trying to do yoga. You know, people don't discount that. I tried to get our kids into it. You know, when I'm running a camp, I'll bring in a yoga instructor to do yoga with them. Even for my elite athletes, will try to do something like that, just so they know the importance of, yeah, it's great to, you know, to bulk up and be strong and all that stuff. But you also want to keep your muscles very elastic and flexible and being able to handle the multi-directional load that we're going to put on it by playing hockey. So just find it, you know, it doesn't have to be something too extreme. If you're lucky enough and you're still, have access to weights or going to the gym and strengthening yourself, that's great. But don't forget the other part of it too, with the stretching. And I think yoga is a great way to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you guys have included that in camps now, correct? Some off-ice stuff. Yep. Yeah. So,
yep.
Yeah. I remember when Rick came to me with that idea, like, Lindsay's a yoga instructor and she can do this. Like, that's awesome. I think that's great. I think we got to do that. Yeah. There's zero question about it.
Yeah, definitely. As we get older, we definitely get less flexible. And, hockey, I think, is a game of flexibility. And it's important to try and focus on that if you can. And some of those, you know, don't take that long, 10, 15, 20 minutes, maybe, if you can carve out in a day to find some yoga moves that work for you or some stretches that are hockey specific. You know, you can go on the internet and find thousands of them. So definitely would recommend that. And then if you can too, maybe just some, whether it's just push-ups and sit-ups or burpees or whatever, just try and keep going. So the other part to it is, if you haven't been doing anything, you know, let's say the last few months or last couple of years, you just really haven't been able to do a lot of exercise, try not to jump back into it 100%. It's kind of like that load management with skating and playing. Lower your intensity and your volume of your training. As Rob said, you know, don't jump back in and try and hit 300 pounds on the squat rack again. You might be able to do it, but it might not be good for your body. So definitely ramp it up over a period of time and then give yourself time to recover. We're only as good as, you know, our performance is only as good as how we recovered from the last time we played. So,
recovery is a great point, Austin. Recovery is huge. You have to allow your body to heal, you know, from intense exercises. I think that's crucial. And then we get into nutrition and fluids and all that other stuff. I think that's all very important stuff. So recovery is a huge part of it for sure.
Yeah. Cause if you don't recover, your number one, your muscles won't have the ability to rebuild themselves. That's what they're doing during exercises. You get little tears and things like that. That's just a natural part of it, but it comes back stronger if you recover properly. But if you don't recover, you may end up this where your overuse injuries come from, where your fatigue comes from. And then if you're injured and you're fatigued, you're going to be demotivated and you're not going to be back on the ice. So definitely take time to recover. Definitely get sleep. That's a huge part in recovery. And I know it's hard for a lot of us, especially as you get older, but those are kind of the pieces I would throw out there. Rick, what do you think?
I was going to add that, this is a timely topic because there's so many people coming back from, the COVID break. But as weekend warriors, we have a lot of players that are, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, even 70s coming back, right? So a lot of guys are taking breaks, throughout their career because of injury, right? So it's a matter of rehabilitating the injury, whether it's a knee or a back or, an ankle or something, a shoulder. And so then you got to involve, like, obviously your doctor is important. Like, what is the doctor's timetable for getting back to the ice, and what are the exercises? And a lot of times it's physical therapy, right? Like following up after you have a surgery, maybe you need to go through some physical therapy and some stretching and, before you return to the ice. Obviously, again, that's all based on the recommendation of your doctor and your medical professionals.
Yeah, which kind of hits another thing we had thrown on the notes here was you should definitely, if you've been out for a while, it's up to you to determine, but maybe go see your doctor before you jump back in, especially if you've got other things going on in your life. So definitely hit your doctor. We kind of talked about initially, if you've been during this, during your break, you've been kind of bulking up maybe in the wrong ways. You should maybe re-examine your diet. Think about how you could eat better, how you could prep better. Rob mentioned it before. What's your strategy for fluid intakes? And the same thing is for your pregame, postgame meals. If you're into that kind of stuff, think about how you're going to do that, because that will help you with your performance and your ability to recover. And keep your expectations realistic. You know, we're not all going to go back out there and be Connor McDavid or Sidney Crosby. So just kind of be realistic with how good you are, how well you're skating, and how much you can push yourself.
Well, you're, again, and it's something I definitely had to learn as I got older, is listen to your body. Listen to your body. Do, if you're not feeling right, you're not feeling great, and you're going out there, I pay my money and I got to go out and play. It's okay not to play. Because I think you just open yourself up to maybe a more severe injury if that's the way you're going into it. Don't be afraid to listen to your body. I mean, I'm not talking about, my legs feel heavy today. And, not those things, but
yeah.
If you feel like there's a groin pull or, something pulling, and I mean, I did something a couple of years back in my forearm, which I'd never done. And my doctor said it was just tendonitis. I'm like, doc, that's not tendonitis. And I actually strained a muscle in my forearm. Like, holy jump. I've never done that before. I've shot hundreds of thousands of pucks in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And I did. And then I was just warming up for a game and I took a wrist shot. I'm like, holy, what the hell? And,
so I mean, that's not normal.
Listen to your body. No, it's not normal. Listen to your body when it's telling you something like that, and don't make it worse, because, if you miss one game, it's better than missing 10 games. Funny story, a couple of years ago when I was having knee surgery, I shut myself down for the season. I had surgery, I think, in February, maybe. And I shut myself down just before Christmas. And then all of a sudden my team, like there's four guys showing up for our game. Whatever it was, guys were scrambled, kids playing, so on and so forth. And they're like, well, boy, can't you suit up? Can't you just get, I think we had five guys, so I would have been the sixth. Can't you just give us a couple of shifts? And like, all right, yeah, go ahead. And I mean, luckily I didn't make it any worse, but it was just kind of funny. Like, you talk about playing through injuries and this, that, and the other thing, and it's amazing what you do for your teammates. So I get it, I understand it. But again, if you can, you don't have to take one for the team. The beer still tastes the same afterwards, whether you play or you don't. And it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a lifelong soccer player, and I got to a point that it was so hard on my feet, knees, and everything, I had to just stop playing. I had to listen to my body finally and stop playing. And luckily, hockey is much less of an impact in those areas than playing soccer. So definitely have to listen to your body. So kind of the last thing is, if you don't take any of this into account, that's up to you, whatever. But it's probably going to reduce your ability to have fun and to play hockey. And I think we all want to have fun and play hockey. So maybe just think about some of these things. Time off is going to cause your body to get deconditioned, may cause you to, or help you gain some weight. So if you're going to get back into hockey, we definitely would recommend you do it the right way. Work with your doctor if you need to, but do load management, ramp it up, and you got to recover. You got to get your rest. You got to eat well. And all that kind of stuff. And it will help you get back into hockey. So, well, hopefully we did. We answered Rat Dan's question, and I still can't get over the name, but all right. Thanks, Rat Dan, for the question. And if you have more, by all means, send them in.
Well, so if you met him, you'd even be more back. So,
Dan's a good dude. When I think of somebody called Rat Dan, I'm sorry. The only thing I think of is Brad Marchand. So I don't know if he's like that,
Dan's a great guy.
Dan's a great dude.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks again, Rat Dan, for the question. And Rick, I'll turn it over to you at this point. If you want to talk anything about the camp this past weekend in Maryland, DC area, and maybe what's coming up for camps.
Yeah. So, we had a great camp. Everybody, I was reading the feedback on the plane on the way back, and everybody seemed to enjoy the camp despite all the COVID restrictions. And so we've got a weekend off for Labor Day, and then we're going hard 4 weeks straight. So we have Shelton, Connecticut, Lake Tahoe, Austin, Texas, and end up in Vail, Colorado. So that'll be our season, 4 weeks. Yeah. I was thinking, awesome. I was thinking as I was flying to DC last Wednesday, that on that day, that was our last day of the season last year. And
yeah,
at that point we'd only done one camp for 2020 and with five to go. So
yeah, that's just hard. So, yeah. I guess for the listeners out there with Rick and Rob traveling quite a bit, we may not have as many podcasts as usual. We'll try to, we'll see, speaking of recovery, how well Rick and Rob recover from all their travel and see if I can get them on.
I can't go to Connecticut yet because of where I live, but you know, who knows?
Yeah. So maybe I just have Rob that week. So or I'll do some crazy, crazy unauthorized solo, episodes, but
there you go. There you go.
Well, Rick, enjoy your recovery. Rob, same to you. Hope you're feeling better. And thanks to all the listeners for joining us on this episode. Remember, we are not doctors. We're not giving you healthcare advice on this episode. We will talk to all of you again soon. Thanks. We hope you enjoyed our episode and are motivated to learn more about how you can improve as an adult hockey player. If you have show ideas, disagree with anything we said, or just want to say hi, please contact us. Simply email us at info@weekendwarriorshockey.com or leave a message on Weekend Warriors Adult Hockey Academy Facebook page, Twitter, or Instagram sites if that's easier. We love to read responses and listener questions on the air. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you may get your podcasts. Share us with a friend or two or three and leave a 5-star Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show and want to learn more. Until next time, keep working hard and improving each time you're out on the ice.